It's a few days to Hanukkah, so let's start learning the dinim of Hanukkah, because Sunday night is already Hanukkah. Believe it or not, it's already Hanukkah. Okay, so the Gemara says, my Hanukkah. As Rashi explains, for what purpose and what miracle did the Chachamim establish the Yom Tov Hanukkah? Hanukkah and Purim, we know, are two rabbinic holidays. They're not biblical. That's why there's no Musaf on Hanukkah or Purim, because Musaf is only on the biblical holidays that they actually brought extra korbanos. But Hanukkah and Purim, because there were no, it's rabbinic, so there were no extra korbanos, so therefore it's logical that there's no Musaf. The Gemara says like this: in the time of the second base of Mikdash, the Greeks decreed many decrees against the Jews. They didn't let them do Torah mitzvahs. They didn't let them do bris milah. They defiled the women. It was a terrible time of gzeira against the Yidden, and the Yidden fought the battle against the Greeks. As we know, Mattathiah and his sons fought the battle against the entire Greek army. And they won the battle. So therefore, then they came into the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody knows the story. They looked for oil. They couldn't find the oil. They found one jug with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. It was enough to last one day. It lasted 8 days. Okay, that part of the story everybody knows. But there's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Meiri. When did they actually rest from the battle? The Rambam says they rested on the 25th of Kislev. Chanu Chafei. The Hanukkah stands for Chanu Chafei. So according to the Rambam, they actually rested on the 25th. The battle was over on the 25th of Kislev. According to the Me'iri, they won the battle on the 24th of Kislev. And then they started the Hanukkah with the miracle of the oil. It didn't, you know, the battle was actually won before then. So now, when the Greeks impurified all the oil that existed in the Mesa Migdosh, again, the Jews were only able to find one jug that was enough to light one day, and it lasted 8 days. So there's the famous question of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asked the famous question, why then Hanukkah should only be 7 days? Because if for one day there was enough oil to last one day, so the miracle was only for 7 days. Right, because there's enough oil for one day. So why do we celebrate Hanukkah 8 days? There's 100 answers on the question. The basic answers are, one day we celebrate that they found the oil. One opinion says we celebrate because they won the battle. Another opinion says that they didn't use the whole jug. They poured an eighth of the jug into all the different cups. And that eighth of the jug lasted a whole night instead of an eighth of a night. And then some people say they refilled it. When they filled up the oil, the jug refilled itself. There's a lot of different answers of why we celebrate 8 days. But the question is, why did it take them 8 days to get new oil? Why did it take 8 days? The oil lasted for 8 days because that's how long it took them to get new oil. The pure oil, but why couldn't they, what took so long? So there's different opinions. One opinion says the place of the oil where they went was a 4-day journey. They didn't have FedEx to overnight it. So it took them 4 days to get there, 4 days back, so therefore they needed the oil to last for 8 days. Other opinions say the Jews were Tomei Mace, and therefore they needed 7 days to become pure with the Parah Aduma, and therefore the 8th day they're able to make fresh oil. That was basically the various reasons why they needed, it took them 8 days until they were able to get new oil. But the question is, and this is the famous question that the Rebbe asks in the Sicha, that L'chaira, the Gemara says, Tumah Hutar B'Tzibur. When the whole Tzibur is Tameh, then the laws of Tuba don't apply. Tzutra becomes permissible. Which means, according to a simple halacha, the Jews were allowed to kindle with the oil that was impure. They were allowed to do it. So why didn't they? Because normally there's a famous question that the Rishonim ask about Hanukkah, you're not allowed to do mitzvahs with miracle things. Mitzvahs have to be in a natural way. So the question is, how can they use oil that was a miraculous oil, how can they use it to do a mitzvah when you're not allowed to do mitzvahs with miraculous things? You have to have 10 physical, natural things. There's a lot of answers to that question too. But the question is, if they were able to halachically use the oil, So why didn't they use it? And the question, to answer this question, we'll answer with a different question. The Greeks were very learned. They're the epitome of culture and knowledge. And they knew that halacha, the Greeks. The Greeks knew that halacha, that you're allowed to use impure oil. So if the Greeks wanted that the Jews shouldn't light the menorah, they didn't accomplish anything from their perspective. They should have destroyed the oil, get rid of it, burn it. It doesn't say that they destroyed the oil. Timu kol hashman shebeichol, they impurified the oil, which means that the Greeks wanted that the Jews should use this impure oil. That's what they wanted, because halachically they were allowed to. Why didn't the Jews want to use that oil? Halachically they were allowed to. Why didn't they use the impure oil? So that explains, because that's exactly what the Greeks wanted. We say in Alanisim that what did the Greeks want? It says the Greeks wanted the Jews to forget your Torah and to make them transgress your illogical mitzvahs. In other words, the Rebbe explains, the Greeks didn't mind if the Jews kept Torah and Yiddishkeit from a logical perspective. In other words, you want to serve God logically, you know, we're the epitome of logic. The Greek says we have no problem with Jews serving Hashem intellectually. What they wanted is that it shouldn't be a pure Yiddishkeit. They wanted Lashkichem Torah Secha, they should forget it's God's Torah. You want to keep Torah as a secular book? Fine. You want to do mitzvahs because they're logical to do? Fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But what the Greeks wanted to uproot from the Jews is the purity of Torah. That it's Torah Secha, it's Hashem's Torah, it's Hashem's illogical mitzvahs that we do only because Hashem said so. So what the Greeks actually wanted to do, they came into the Beis HaMikdash and they wanted to impurify the oil, because that's exactly what they wanted the Jews to do, light with impure oil, meaning impurify Torah mitzvahs. And the Jews come in and they see, listen, that's exactly what the Greeks want. If we're going to use the oil, then they won, because we're impurifying Yiddishkeit. So the Jews said, we're not going to do it. We're not going to give in. And they looked, and they found one jug. He found one jug with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. And there's a whole discussion in Halacha. How did it, the Greeks write, in Alanisim we say, Timu kol hashmanim shebeichol. They impurified all the oil. Yeah? So how did they find one? If they found one, that means they didn't impurify all. They impurified 99.9%, but not 100%. Kol means all the... So there's an answer. There's a miraculous that Hashem put it there. Whatever. There's a lot of different discussions on that in the Rishonim and Achreinim. Exactly the whole story with the oil. In fact, they have even a different question. The Rishonim ask, if the Jews were Tomei, and that's why it took them 8 days to get new oil, yeah? How did they light the menorah if they were Tomei? How were they able to light the menorah? So the Rishonim write, they use what's called Pshute Kliyets. They use a long pole of wood, but it's not a keli, it's a plain piece of wood, and therefore that's not makabel tumah. That doesn't become tumah. So the Jews stood outside and lit the menorah from outside, so they didn't go into the menorah. Then the question is, so how did he set up the menorah? So there's a lot of issues with all this stuff. But the bottom line is, no, that's the discussion of the Rishonim, because according to many opinions, only Matisyahu and his children fought. The rest of the Jews didn't fight. So then why were they all Tomei? Huh? What? So if you hold only the Hashmonaim fought, then they weren't Tomei then. I mean, the rest of Klal Yisrael wasn't Tomei. All the other kainim weren't Tomei. If you touch him, you become Tommy also. A guy, if you touch, it makes you Tommy 7 days also. Not in the same tent if you don't touch it, but otherwise it does. Anyway, in a deeper sense, what it means is that sometimes all of the Jewish intellect, emotions, everything could become impure. But the Pach Shemen the Pintali Yid, you know, the etzim of the Jew, the essence of the Jew, the Yechidah Shemenefesh, that can never become Tamei. And that's the jug that they find represents the Yechidah Shemenefesh, the essence, the Pintali Yid of the Jew, that was still with the purity of the Kohen Gadol, because that could never become Tamei. Anyway, so now, and here's an interesting thing. So after this whole miracle, Chacham instituted 8 days of Hanukkah, yeah? But if you notice, there's two things of Hanukkah. It's the Gemara says, Bahalul Vahido. Say Halal and Ala Nisim. The Gemara doesn't talk in that piece of Gemara about the miracle of the oil. There's two things, two aspects of Hanukkah, different ones. One is, there was a mitzvah Chacham instituted to light the menorah on Hanukkah, to remind us of the miracle. And then the second inyan, the Gemara says, my Hanukkah was lahalul lahido, to say halul on Ala Nisim. And if you notice an interesting thing, in Ala Nisim of davening, there is no mention of lighting the menorah. When it says in Ala Nisim, vidliku neiris b'chatzris kotshecha, they lit the candles in the courtyard. The Rebbe says very simply, that's not the menorah. The menorah was not lit in the chatzah, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah was lit inside, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vidliku neiris b'chatzris kotshecha means they have festive lights. So it's interesting. In Ala Nisim, there is no mention at all about the miracle of the candles, of the jug of oil that it lasted 8 days. In Aneris Halalu, that we say when we light Hanukkah candles, there's no mention of the war. So there's two distinct things about in Hanukkah that really are definitely interconnected, but officially, there's two separate things that have nothing to do with each other. There's one, Halal Vahidah, Ala Nisim and Halal, and therefore, in Ala Nisim, we don't mention anything about the miracle of the 8 days of the oil. And in Aneris Halal, we don't mention anything about the war. So there's two different things going on in Hanukkah. Huh? They are. They're both miracles of Hanukkah. But there are two distinct miracles of Hanukkah, and for that, the Chacham Institute do two separate things. The miracle of 8 days, lighting the menorah 8 days, has nothing to do with the war. It has to do because the jug of oil lasted 8 days. For that, we wouldn't say halal. The reason we say halal, the Gemara says, is because of the battle that they won. No, only a kohen can set up the menorah, the wicks and the oil. But the Gemara says, Adloka Ksheira Bezot, even Yisrael would be allowed to light the menorah. No, you would be, if that would be, you would be allowed to go in there and light the menorah. Huh? It was a miracle. Yeah, but I'm saying it's two different miracles. For one, we say Halol and Ala Nisim, and one, we do the menorah 8 days. It's two different miracles. It's a very uniqueness of Hanukkah. There's two distinct things that seemingly there's one thing, and they don't mention each other in each other. Okay. Anyway, so now they're called Hanukkah. Why are they called Hanukkah? Because Hanukkah stands for Chanukah Fei. It's also brought down in Svarim that Hanukkah is an acronym, Ches Nun Vav Chofei, for Ches Neres, 8 candles, Vahalocha Kebeis Hillel. And Halocha is like Beis Hillel. We know Beis Hillel says the first night, like 1, 2, 3, 4. Beis Shammai says you light 8, 7, 6, 5. So the name Hanukkah itself stands for Ches Neres v'Halocha Kebeis Hillel. That means we do Mahadrim in a Mahadrim, which we will discuss. Okay, now why is it called Hanukkah? Why is it called Hanukkah? Because actually there's two things. Number one, after the miracle of Hanukkah, they had to rededicate the Mizbeach. So it's called Hanukkah from the word Chanukah Sabayis, the Mizbeach Chanukah Sabayis of David. So they rededicated the Mizbeach. Another opinion says that really the Mishkan was finished Chafei Kislev. The Mishkan Meshe Rabbeinu made. So Hashem pushed it off. When was the dedication of the Mishkan? Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But really, it was finished Chafei Kislev, the Medrash says. So therefore, it's called Chanukah also because that was really when the Mishkan was finished. So even though they did the actual dedication, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, but it was really finished in Kislev. And therefore, it's called Chanukah. Hashem told him to wait until Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Okay, now, the difference between Chanukah and Purim, there's a lot of halachic difference. Chanukah, there is no mitzvah per se to have a meal. Purim, one of the mitzvahs of Purim is that you have to have a meal. You have to have a suda. The suda is Purim, is one of the mitzvahs of Purim. There's no such thing as suda's Chanukah. So, one second. So, nevertheless, Paskim write that if on Chanukah you have a Su'uda and you speak a Dvar Torah, so then according to all opinions, it becomes a Su'udas Mitzvah. So it says, even though there's no obligation to make a meal on Chanukah, it says it's appropriate and proper and good to have a meal on Chanukah, and then especially if you say a Dvar Torah at the meal, so then for sure it becomes a Su'udas Mitzvah. What? Latkes oven means you have latkes. You can wash and not wash. I mean, even Purim is a machlekes in halacha if you have to wash with bread for Purim Siddur. Purim also. Well, if you forgot Alanisim Chanukah, you don't have to bench over in the benching. In the davening also not. Okay, the meaning is to have a meal. Okay, to say praises of Hashem. Chanukah, it's forbidden to fast. Even a chos and kala to get married during Chanukah, and a lot of people get married during Chanukah, so normally the day of the wedding you fast, but by Chanukah you're not allowed to fast. You fast either before or after, whatever, or don't. But you're not allowed to fast during Chanukah. It's forbidden to fast. Okay, to be continued.